Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're back on 720 WGN. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. Okay, how did you spend your weekend? Maybe you took in the Shedd Aquarium. It opened pretty much fully on Friday. Here to talk about that and more, Andrea Rogers is the Senior Vice President at the Shedd. Andrea, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having us.
So how did things feel on Friday?
It felt amazing. There was so much joy, I think, not just with the guests that came back to the building, but among our staff as well. Just a thrill to be able to see people's curiosity and wonder and wow on their faces, so important to our mission, and just to see people spending a lot of great time together. We were elated.
I said you're pretty much fully reopened. You are fully reopened, but you're still requiring time reservations. Is that correct?
Yeah, we are. What we found was that it actually helps to provide for a better experience for our guests. So for those of you from Chicago, you may have remembered those really long lines or summers when it's extremely crowded in the building. We really feel that by keeping this time ticketing and still limiting our capacity levels throughout the day, that it helps for people to be able to just experience everything in a much better way.
Andrea, I was there one winter afternoon during a weekend when my daughter had to finish a research project by Monday in high school. And so I know what those lines are like when you're in a hurry.
This helps take care of that.
So does that mean the reservation will be a permanent fixture?
You know what? For the near future, what we've seen so far, we really do want to continue to encourage that online pre-visit ticket purchase, and that way no one's disappointed when they get to the aquarium.
It's interesting. I was talking to the people from Ravinia last week, and they have the unreserved lawn areas, but during this summer, they're going to allow you to reserve sort of a square. And they said the same thing, that they think that this might be a permanent feature there because it's going to work pretty well. People aren't going to be rushing in to find a spot.
Exactly. I think it just helps people to plan and take a little bit more of a breath and take their time. So we're thrilled to see it continue for the time.
But do you know when you might make a final decision on that?
Oh, you know what? I think it's waiting and seeing. We're going to see how the next couple of weeks, the next couple of months go, you know, really trying to understand what guests are looking for, where their comfort levels are. And so we don't want to just flip a switch overnight.
Sure.
and go back to normal. We really want to listen and observe what's working best for our guests. So
right.
No date as of now.
Let's go back to the fish. So
okay.
You talked about the workers being back and seeing everyone and then that being joyful. What was the staff? I mean, I would imagine clearly you didn't need as many workers during the when things were more limited. What was the staff ramp up like? I mean, are you fully staffed now?
Actually, during the closure, we still had about 125 staff members that were every single day, 7 days a week, 24/7, caring for the animals, caring for the facility, keeping those really critical life support systems going. And so we're, unique in that we care for 32,000 animals, that we have this great responsibility. And so for us, the building was still very much alive, even though our doors were closed for guests.
And we met some new, I'm sorry, go ahead, Andrea.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was going to say we met some new celebrities during all of this, too. the Penguins and others. It was quite a marketing feat. I'll give that credit to you.
Oh, well, thanks. It's a whole team behind it. But I think we're just as surprised, perhaps, as others. It really was unique to see our Penguins go on these field trips, and I think the role was flipped a little bit, in which they were actually more playing the role that our guests usually do, and Wellington, of course, bringing such joy and respite to seven continents. We really saw a fantastic influx in following and heard from so many people from across the globe.
Yeah, it was very sweet. This might be an odd question. Well, it is an odd question, but do the animals notice the difference now with the people in there?
You know, I would say it would be wrong to say that they don't notice at all. I think they definitely know it's busier. You know, they see a little bit more activity, I think, back and forth. Of course, our animal care specialists were doing exactly what they do every single day, whether we're open or closed throughout those two closures. But I think they can tell a little bit.
And so just tell me a little bit about all the hands-on exhibits are up and running as well.
Yes, we're so thrilled. There's so much that is coming back. So right now, our sturgeon and our sea star touch is open. We have our new stingray feeding that happens every day in the mornings between 9-11 that you can participate in. We have a new 4D movie called Octopus Blue Planet that has launched, and we brought back our in-person penguin encounter, so you can get up close and personal, really look nature in the eye.
Fantastic.
With us.
I know when my kids were much younger, we used to love going there for that. And how is it that you can pet stingrays without getting stung?
That is because we clip their barbs. So people may not know, but the barbs that actually sting you are much like fingernails. So we clip that barb off. It makes it safe for guests to feel that squishy, wet mushroom sensation when they glide past you.
Fantastic. Andrea Rogers from the Shedd Aquarium. They are open and waiting for you. Just give them a jingle first online. It was great to talk to you, Andrea. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Great to talk to you as well. And take advantage every Wednesday. We're going to be open till 9 p.m. through June and July. So come out and see us. We appreciate it.
Fantastic. Andrea Rogers from the Shedd Aquarium. All right, we're going to head into the newsroom coming up in just a bit. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News.